News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As you'll be aware, Dublin City's awash with the colours of the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are going head-to-head in Croker this weekend. It's the first ever NFL game to be played in our capital, and they're pulling out all the stops. With us to explain more is Michael McQuaid, the founder of Pro Football Ireland. Michael, good morning. This is like all your Christmases coming at once, I presume.
Christmas, wedding day, etc. It's crazy, but it's fantastic, and I'm sure people have been around the city centre
just how big it is over the last few days. So obviously a big weekend ahead and very, very excited.
Why is it so significant to have the NFL in Dublin?
I guess, you know, from a cultural viewpoint, for a start, the relationship that we have in terms of Irish-American heritage with both countries, for people that aren't aware about this, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are playing on Sunday, have deep ties to Newry in County Down. They were up there yesterday. The Rooney family emigrated and left in 1840. And are now technically coming home for the first time. Obviously, the late Dan Rooney, former US ambassador to Ireland as well, so it does mean an awful lot to them. It's very different in regards to what a normal game is for the NFL in like London or Germany, or even in this case, this year, Spain. So it's different, and certainly that's being felt around the levels with the league and stuff, and they can certainly see how much Dublin wants this as well.
The obvious question is why? Why would they come to Dublin? I know they've gone to London and that's kind of become a regular thing. But, you know, if I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan or a Minnesota Vikings fan, I'd kind of prefer to see it around the corner because it'd be an awful lot cheaper.
The general consensus from Steelers fans, especially the ones that are over here, but even the ones that I've spoken to online, are they understand it's a one-off and they understand what it means to the family. The Vikings fans, they've played like two out of the last 3 years in London. So they're almost used to it at this stage. But in terms of why the league obviously play around three games per year in London, and we were actually at an event the other night and the head of the sport in Europe was asked this question, and they talked about sort of a natural progression. Obviously, we all speak the same language. It's very close to each other. And then it's sort of the benefits as well, you know, post Brexit. So the NFL was primarily known as NFL UK for a long time, and they're bringing themselves into the Irish market. And it makes sense in the way that they could have a game in Dublin and then go to London and then do their series there as well. So from a point of view of somebody that's worked in the league for maybe the last 10 years, I can see why they're doing it. I guess my question is, how it's taken so long to get to this point.
Well, we've had college football. It was only in the stadium a couple of weeks ago in the Aviva. This is obviously Croke Park, bigger venue. So therefore, you're going to have 82,000 people at this. Is there any difference between the two games, apart from the fact they're kind of different leagues?
Well, just firstly, I don't think this would happen this weekend without the college game, because it's obviously growing and growing each year. Big differences. So like the people that are playing in the college football games are basically students. So like, for example, the Iowa State team that won that game a few weeks ago were pictured going to class the following Monday morning, looking a bit tired. Some of those people have, like, they're called NIL deals. So they'll get paid for certain sponsorships or advertisements, but they cannot get paid technically in the way that NFL players get paid. So it's a little bit like the GAA in that way, where, you know, they're not getting paid to play, the college footballers, but then they can progress to the NFL. And like, yeah, there's a couple of defensive players playing on Sunday that are getting upwards of $140 million. So we're talking big leagues money here. And there's small differences on the field, but it's if you're a fan that's really getting into it, it's quite similar in that sense.
Well, as we said, all your Christmases come at once, Michael. I'm presuming you have your tickets sorted.
Tickets sorted. I've got my family's tickets sorted. I'm lucky enough to be on TV on Sunday. So it's going to be a really historic day. And I think even if people are on the fence, or people are like, oh, I'm not sure about the NFL or American football, it's definitely something different in Croke Park. And we know ourselves how little non-GAA sports have been in Croke Park over the last 10 to 15 years. And you probably count it on your two hands how many times this has happened. So it's definitely different. And it's really a historic occasion in regards to that.
Okay, Michael, enjoy it. Michael McQuaid, founder of Pro Football Ireland there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.